Church of the Brethren, good to see you this morning, and we're glad that you're here for that. How are you today? Are you ready for a blessing? I pray that you are. Well, brothers and sisters, today is week four of our sermon series concerning truth. You know, telling the truth has become a problem in our society. There's a confusion in who and in what to believe, and it's never been more important than now to know that, to know what's the truth. As I've been saying in this series, thousands of years ago, God gave 10 truths for living, and they're called the 10 Commandments. The overall intent of the 10 Commandments is to teach us truth on how to show love. The first and great commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your being. And if you do that, the first four commandments, that's what they teach us, is how to love God with all our being. And the second great commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself, which is what the last six commandments teach us. Now, today we're going to look at the fourth commandment and look at how will it build our faith and how will it teach us truth on how to show love. The message today is entitled, God's Word for Workaholics. So here is truth number four in our series, Exodus 28:9, that I read from our scripture reading. Observe the Sabbath and keep it holy. You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to me. On that day, no one is to work. So today we're going to look at what God has to say about taking a day off each week for rest. Do we have anyone here today in my hearing who is tired? Probably do. Would you agree that there are people who work too much? Now, before I go further, I'm going to have to make a confession. I'm preaching to myself. I need to hear what I'm sharing today because it's about me. But I would agree, and I hope you would agree, that there are people who work too much. And in doing so, it causes damage to their health. In working too much, it causes hurt in the relationships within their families. That's why the fourth commandment is all about taking a day off, and it's about rest. It's interesting to me that God has more to say about taking a day off than he does either about murder or adultery. If you read the scriptures where it teaches that the scriptures say more about taking a day of rest than any of those other commandments. And this is the longest of the Ten Commandments. It's as if God's saying, do you hear me? Will you take this serious? I'm not suggesting this. This is not a suggestion. I'm commanding you to rest, to take a day off every week. You know, in Exodus 8:9, observe the Sabbath and keep it holy. Work 6 days, seventh day is a day of rest, dedicated to God. On that day, no one is to work. Now that's pretty clear. No one is to work. Why do you think God is commanding us to do this? Isn't it a truth that God has given to teach us how to love Him? And in so doing, showing us how to love ourselves. The truth is that observing the Sabbath is for your benefit, for my benefit. You see, the Sabbath is an antidote to burnout. And this is what God is talking about here. What does the word Sabbath mean? Sabbath, in its description, in its definition, means day of rest. God says every seventh day you are to take a day of rest. Why? You see, in Mark chapter 2, verses 27, Jesus said the Sabbath was made to benefit man, and not man was made to benefit the Sabbath. You see, God's saying, I'm giving this command, I'm doing this for your benefit. The purpose is to prevent burnout. Every 7 days you need to get physically, emotionally, spiritually recharged or refreshed because you run down. And so God says, I'm teaching you this truth for your benefit so that you will be healthy. And so that you will remain in a good place in your life. This is the antidote to burnout, the prevention against the stress-filled world that we live in. So God says, every 7 days I want you to do this. Now, when is the Sabbath? Saturday? Sunday? Friday? It doesn't matter what day. The answer that I would give to that question, when is the Sabbath, the answer is once a week. God doesn't care when you do it as long as you do it once a week. You know, the three major religions are Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. And the Muslims celebrate the Sabbath on Friday. The Jews celebrate the Sabbath on Saturday. And Christians celebrate the Sabbath on Sunday. But there's not one place in the Bible where there is a command that we are to worship on Sunday. It's just not there. Then why are we here today on this Sunday? Why do we, as Christians, say that the Sabbath is Sunday? Well, in the New Testament, the first Christians took the Jewish Sabbath and began to celebrate it on Sunday in honor of the fact that Jesus was resurrected on a Sunday, that first Easter. In the book of Revelation, John calls it the Lord's Day. So it has become the custom of Christians, because Jesus rose on a Sunday, to celebrate that day, to celebrate Sunday as the Sabbath day, a day of worship and rest. Paul says in Romans 14, in 5 and 6, he says, every day alike belongs to God. So every day is God's day, really. So God says, pick one specific day a week to use for rest and recreation and recreation and restoration and worship. Recharge yourself. God wants you to do it for your benefit. You see, the truth is that keeping the Sabbath holy is for our benefit. So, what do you do on the Sabbath? How do you keep it holy? Do you think having a regular day off would do some good for people? Would it do some good for families? God says, keep the Sabbath holy. What does it mean to be holy on the Sabbath? Holy means set apart. It means different. God says, I want you to set one day a week apart to do something different than you do on the other 6 days of the week. On the seventh day, you're to have a change of pace, something unique. You're to use it in a special way. So, how do I keep the day holy? You do that by doing what God has instructed in His Word, what God's intention is, and how do I do that? God says, I want you to use your Sabbath. I want you to use the Sabbath, your day, at least once a week, for three specific purposes. To rest, to recharge, and to refocus. So first, God says you make the day holy by using the day to rest your body. In Psalm 127 and verse 2, it says, God wants His loved ones to get their proper rest. God says, I want you to be rested. Your body needs rest. It needs regular rest. This is so important that God, He used Himself as an example to demonstrate this. When He created the world, it says He took 6 days to create the world, and on the seventh, He rested. Was God tired? No. God doesn't get tired. So why did God rest on the seventh day? He was modeling something that God says is an important principle of life for us. After working all week, every seventh day, you need to take a day off. And so I guess you could say, if you go home after church today and you take a Sunday afternoon nap, that's fine. That's what you ought to do. I'm giving you permission. And I'm going to do the same thing. You know, it's interesting to me that there are now more ways of working to save. There's devices and there's apps and there's different things that have been developed to help us not to work harder. However, what is happening is we are working harder and we're working longer and we're not getting any more rest from these devices and apps. There's more stress, more pressure, more burnout. Inc. magazine, before the pandemic, had a survey and said 62% of the people in America in their survey said, I have burned out with all that I have to take care of and all that I'm doing. Or if I'm not, the survey said, I'm on my way. It won't be long. How about you? Have you felt burned out? You need to have time off to rest. There are a lot of tempting things that pull us toward our work. Money, resources, finances, success, recognition. And with the pandemic, especially for health responders, there's this unrelinquishing demand because of the explosion of the coronavirus cases that are invading again our world. Did you know you can become addicted to your work? Our bodies were not built for nonstop work. In Ecclesiastes 10:15, it says, only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work. That's speaking to me. I realized that. When I read that, I knew that God was talking directly to me. You're being stupid when you don't take what is necessary for your benefit to be healthy and to be able to do what God is asking you to do. Whatever you do for a living, the Bible says you need to stop at least one day a week and rest. We think we get more done by keeping up our drive and keeping at it. But just like the old Indian parable says, you break the bow if it's always bent. You need to relieve it and unstress the bow and let it rest. The first principle, the first thing that you need to do to keep the Sabbath holy, you need to rest your body on that day. Here's the second thing that God says that you need to do to make the day holy is by recharging your emotions. You need to use the day to recharge your emotions because constant work causes a stress that just drains you. Americans are always in a hurry. They're wanting what they want and they want it now. That's why this coronavirus pandemic is so hard in our society. We don't know how to wait. We don't know how to be patient. We don't find it easy to wait for needed doses of inspiration and encouragement. We want it now. When I hear the numbers and the upsurge and the explosion of the positive cases of the coronavirus, I keep thinking, what is wrong with people who can't wait? This is not going to end quickly. There is no cure. There is no vaccine. The treatments are getting better, but they are no sure proof that you would make it through. How in the world can people continue to do what they're doing and think they're going to get a different result? That's called being crazy. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that we have to wait and take the steps and measures to make that happen. That means we have to be patient. So how do we wait for the inspiration we need? How do we do that? There are three things that are universal that you need to do to build into every Sunday or to build into your Sabbath. And the first one is, in order to recharge your emotions, you need to include time of quietness. In Psalm 23:3, it says, "He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." Quietness and soul restoration go together. We are in a world of noise, pollution, busyness, hurriedness. It's really hard to find a place where you can be totally quiet. Yet the Bible says, in quietness and confidence will be your strength. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." You need times of quietness, stillness. You need to schedule quiet periods in your life. And God says part of your Sabbath needs to be a quiet time. Get alone with God and get quiet. Many people use the whole weekend to relax and to recreate, but they never have any quiet, and they don't know why they're still stressed out when the week is over and they need to go back to work. In Mark 6:31, the scripture says, "There were so many people coming and going, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's get off by ourselves, where we will be alone and you can rest for a while.'" He says, there's so much going on in your life, you need to get alone. You need to have a time of quietness. And so that's one thing you need to do in order to recharge your emotions on your Sabbath, is to have some time of quiet. with God. In order to recharge your emotions, second, you need to include time for family. Sunday, you know, it historically had been a day for two things. You would go to church on Sunday, and then you would have time with family. And God wants you to plan some special time with your family, to have special time with them that draws your family together, that would put them in a state of intimacy together. You need to relax. You need to have some fun with your family. And you're not wasting time. It's an important time when you're giving time to your family. God says you need to do it. You need special quiet alone time with your family. Now, men, I'm saying this to me as well. Men, we can go home and talk to our wife and play with our kids or pets, or we could go home and play with our wife and talk with the kids and pet. It doesn't matter, but we need some time together where we're sharing some special time. In order to recharge your emotions, here's the third thing that you need to do, and that is have a time of fellowship. You need time with other believers. And this is why this pandemic is causing so much strain on the church and on people's lives. We draw strength from being together. In Hebrews 10:25, it says, "Let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another." And when we get together, we encourage each other. That's why you are going out of your way to come here today to church under these circumstances, under the pandemic. It's not ideal to come out wearing masks and staying socially distanced and keeping away as we find a way in and a way out and no touching and no singing. This is not easy. But you are going out of your way to come to church because it is important in order to draw strength together before God. That's why David says in Psalm 122, it says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" He said, "I look forward to going into God's house. I look forward to that." Why did David look forward to that? Because there's a rejuvenation that comes by getting together with other believers. We need each other to encourage each other, to be uplifted by each other, to inspire each other, to be challenged by each other. Many of you grew up in churches where after Sunday church, you would have a family who would come over for dinner. And you would sit on the porch, perhaps, or you would spend time talking together. That is lost today. And especially in our day and time with the pandemic. I think that is the thing that is most missing. The fellowship among believers, the interaction, the relationships, the fact that I can't come and embrace you and give you a hug and just be so uplifted by that act. That's what recharges me. And not being able to do that, that is a real strain. Well, here's the third and final thing that I want to share with you today. God says you make the day holy by refocusing your spirit. We need God. And this is the most important part about keeping the Sabbath holy. Psalm 95:6, it says, "Come, let us bow down and worship before the Lord our Maker." Sunday is mainly a day to worship, a day to get focused on God. a time to remember what's important, a time to get a spiritual makeover. You need every week to refocus on God. And that's what worship does. I pray that your coming today has allowed you in these moments to refocus on something about God that maybe you've let drift away or slip past you. That you're refocusing on what God is calling you to do in order to be intimate with Him again in a new way. To come together to worship helps bring into focus what's really important. And the tragedy is, many people today, they'll take the day off on Sunday, and they'll use it for their physical needs, and they may even have some time for rest, and they'll use it for their emotional needs, and they'll have recreation, and they'll have relationships, perhaps, but they ignore their most important need, their spirit. Your soul becomes empty, and it needs to be refilled with God's presence and power and love and awareness that He's here. And He wants to come into your life. And He wants to fill you. And He wants to always be with you. Before the pandemic, America had turned Sunday into a fun day. We had taken a holy day and turned it into a holiday. And the problem is, if all you ever do is work and play, then pretty soon you start thinking that's all there is to life, is to work and play. However, there's a lot more to life than just work and play. Be still and know God. Mark 8:36 says, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul?" God wants you to ask that question every seventh day. What am I exchanging my life for? What did I give the last 6 days, the last 144 hours of my life for? God wants you to stop and reexamine your priorities and reevaluate and regroup and relax, and tune into God and listen to Him and be still and get your perspective right, get your priorities rebalanced and refocus on God. You need that every seventh day. And that's what makes Sunday a holy Sabbath. You need to understand this truth. And it is true in order to know how to love God and how to love others. You don't just teach truths, you model them. God says every seventh day you rest, you recharge, you refocus. And Jesus knows so much what you need. Jesus knows today what you are lacking, what is missing, where He needs to feel that in your soul. He says, "I came that you might have life and have it abundantly." When you do it God's way, you benefit physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. When you don't follow God's truth and you don't have Christ at the center of your life, you're out of balance. Something's missing. Something's not right. What do you need to do when you get that way? When you get out of balance? When you get tired? When you get out of balance, what do you need to do? you need to come to Jesus Christ and ask Him to help you. Matthew 11 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus says, if you're carrying a heavy burden today, come to me. Because you're carrying something I don't want you carrying, and you don't need to be carrying. You're trying to be God. Now is the time to let go of that. Let God be God. And you just be you, one who needs God. That's the truth. The Sabbath was made for man to benefit you. Would you come to Jesus? He is waiting for you. Would you pray with me? Lord, I don't always understand the truth. I try to give myself life and do things my way, but it leaves me tired and burned out, stressed out. Lord, help me to understand that I need you, because you are God and I am not. And you can give me what I need. You can give me a fresh start. You can fill my soul. You can renew my spirit. You can give me a new life. I want to come to Jesus today and surrender my life. Father, forgive me for putting off coming to you. I surrender my all to you. I come to you today, to Jesus, to find rest, to be recharged, to focus again on your amazing love for me. Thank you. Thank you for showing me the truth about love. And I come now, and I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.